This is Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. For more than a decade, a group of cyclists in New York have gathered for a monthly ride through the streets called Critical Mass. The ride takes place in other cities worldwide as well, but have no official organizers and no explicit agenda. Last August, more than 250 riders were arrested during the Republican National Convention. Since that clash, the riders have been met by a large police presence, and cyclists have been arrested and had their bicycles seized by police. Joining us now is John Huntington, a longtime New York City cyclist who has ridden in Critical Mass. He's in our studios this morning. Good morning, John.
Thank you for having me here.
Well, now, you rode in a Critical Mass ride about 10 years ago. What was that like?
Back then, it was great. It was a large group, and the police actually escorted the ride, so it moved safely and quickly through the streets. The riders usually do what they often do, what they call corking side streets, where if you have 300 bikes out there, the side streets will be blocked temporarily as the ride moves through. And the police on that ride, if I recall correctly, actually did cork the ride for us, so it moved very quickly and efficiently back then.
Now, this has been a kind of a tradition on Fridays, once a month on Fridays.
Yeah, in Manhattan, it's the last Friday of each month, and in Brooklyn, actually runs, I think, on the second Friday.
And last month, you did ride in this again, and the ride was met with a different kind of police presence than it, and 34 people were arrested in this one. What was that ride like for you?
Well, it was interesting because I had, as you said, I've ridden the ride a long time ago, and I kept hearing about arrests and around the RNC last year and all the other issues going on, and I couldn't actually believe that these arrests were happening unless the people were really acting out or just blocking traffic or something. So I decided I'd just do the ride myself. I went to Union Square to the start, and the police actually, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but they actually effectively blocked traffic for the riders to move out. There is no leader, so it kind of just moves when somebody just sort of starts moving forward. And then we started moving. We obeyed every single traffic signal, every red light, which actually kind of broke the group up over a large area. And then all of a sudden, somebody running back down one of the avenues saying, "It's a trap, turn back. Police are detaining people." And I couldn't even believe it, but I could see it about a block away. So the ride turned to avoid that, and we went back downtown, and we got to 14th Street at a red light. As soon as the light turned green, I just saw police coming out sort of the right side of the street, and all of a sudden they're arresting people, and I just turned down 14th Street and avoided it very narrowly.
So it almost seems like this kind of cat-and-mouse chase between the cyclists and the police.
Right, but the strange thing was that they didn't make any announcement at the beginning of the ride. They were there in force. Had they said, you know, if you leave Union Square, you're going to get arrested or anything like that, I think no one would have gone, or a very small group would have gone, because people weren't out there to confront it. It's really just a great opportunity if you ride in the city. It's pretty dangerous, and it's great to ride in a big group of people and feel very safe.
The police department says Critical Mass riders have shown they are determined to block traffic and disrupt roads. Do you think cyclists should be allowed to go in mass down some of the city streets? I mean, it is there for the cars as well.
Yeah, it's a tough question. I feel like you literally take your life in your hands every time you get on a bike in a city, and it's unfortunate. And I think I think people maybe overreact a little bit when you get in a big group like that. You just feel in this kind of safe balloon around you, and I think maybe some people certainly overreact and you know, cause problems.
Now, Mayor Bloomberg bought a bike during his first term as mayor, and I understand you wrote him a letter as well.
Yes, I'm actually a big supporter of the mayor, and I think that if he comes out and sees this ride, which is what the group Freewheels, the press conference we were in yesterday, they actually are trying to get him to come out on the ride tonight. If he came out and saw it and saw the group of people out there, it's not a bunch of 20-year-olds going crazy out there. It's just a lot of regular people enjoying a ride on a Friday night, and the arrests are so arbitrary that I think if he saw it, I think he'd put an end to it.
Will you be riding tonight?
Actually, no. The legal consequence of getting arrested, it costs between $600 and $1,000 to get the arrest cleared. And to my knowledge, not one arrest has actually gone through to a conviction, but I can't afford $1,000 and getting my bike confiscated for 2 months at this point.
John Huntington is a New York City cyclist. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This is Morning Edition on WNYC.